Blog Talk Radio.
Webmaster for PetGroomer.com and Groomer Talk Radio. Welcome to another Groomer Talk Radio. Today is Saturday, January 27th of the year 2018. Before we get to our guest, I just want to bring a few announcements. We just published, and it's available, the big double issue State of the Industry, the 20th one. Year's going by, 20th. State of the Industry Report by PetGroomer.com. You can download it at PetGroomerMagazine.com or just go to PetGroomer.com and it will lead you there. It's the only report of its kind. There is nothing similar out there. It's got the latest grooming prices survey. We had over 12,000 surveys. It's got wages. Across the USA, all broken down by regions, not just national, because as a lot of you know, depending on where you're at, grooming prices and wages can be pretty much different in the US. There are groomers being paid wages of $80,000 a year, and of course, many are making in the 20s and 30s. So you can really learn a lot from this survey, and it's got, well, it's 117 pages, so that's how much information is there. At the Groomer Talk, right now going on, there's still plenty of time. We have our famous Sweethearts Contest. What you get with that, three different people are going to win up to $100 each in Kinchi Shears. It's easy to play. Just log into the message board and all your activity gets you drawings in it. But we have lots of fun, famous Sweetheart trivia contests that quite a few like to play, and you win extra tickets in the drawing that way. What's coming up after that? I'm pleased to say Wall, of course, has come back with at least two Pay It Forward contests. What that means is if you win the contest, you get two Wall clippers, and I do know now the first ones that will start around February 15th and run for about 6 weeks. They are going to be Bravuras, a very favorite with a lot of you. So how about winning one for you and the right for you to win another one and give it away to a groomer in need, a pet rescue, animal shelter, whatever you choose. Just something, someone in need, or, of course, animals in need. And it's easy to win again. Just play on the board. Just come hang around the community. There'll probably be some trivia for that. And we've done this, I think this is going to be the 15th, 16th time that we've given away the clipper. So our thanks out to Wall for making this possible. And there will be another one, as I said, probably before summertime. Because just around the corner, by the way, we just got a set of dates, is going to be the annual, it's the 9th or 10th, I don't have it for sure, but Rags to Riches contest by Double K, and they give away about $5,000 in cash and prizes to the three different winners, and that's going to be coming out. I think we will be opening that in a week with at least the initial information. So lots going on as normal in winter and spring at PetGroomer.com. Now let's move on to our guest today. Today we have Michelle Avell, a native Floridian and the owner of Pets Playground Grooming School. She's a single mother, a licensed helicopter pilot, and an avid world traveler. Michelle has been in the pet grooming business for over 10 years. She has spent the last few years getting Pets Playground Grooming School accredited, which makes it one of the only few schools for grooming that have that accreditation. We're going to talk with Michelle here, and let me bring her online. Michelle, are you there?
I am.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. We're always swamped this time of year. This is, and we're taking a breather, having gotten the magazine out. But let me ask you one thing: a licensed helicopter pilot. How did that come about in your life?
My father's a pilot, and I've just been around, you know, the aeronautical community for my whole life, and I love flying. It's just it's a great hobby. It's an expensive hobby, but it's a great hobby.
Yeah, I bet it is. Well, that's really fun. I think you're one of the first helicopter pilots I've known. I've been in them before, you know, like going over the Grand Canyon and things like that. It's very dramatic, and enjoyed it very much.
Yes.
But grooming, how did you and why did you become a pet groomer?
Well, I was looking for something more challenging. You know, I spent a while after college in the hotel industry as a controller, and it just became pretty mundane. And I lived in like a 10 by 10 office for about 8 hours a day, crunching numbers. And, you know, I'm a huge animal lover. And long story short, one day I brought my little Morkie into a groomer, and the groomer actually cut her tuck-up area. And she shaved all her hair off. And I go to pick up my dog, looked totally different. And it upset me. But, you know, looking back now, you know, I didn't think she was really mad at that situation. Kind of sparked something. And, you know, I thought, how cool is it that these groomers get to play all day with little doggies? So I decided to start, you know, researching the trade.
And now, how long did you work as a groomer before you became the school owner?
I actually went to school at Pets Playground Grooming School.
Ah, I see. Neat.
Yeah.
So what do you think, now under your direction and ownership, what do you think sets Pets Playground Grooming School apart from other schools in your area?
Well, we believe in hands-on training. We're an actual grooming salon. So, you know, our school is really small. Therefore, our teachers are able to spend more one-on-one time than other schools with our students. We have a different variety of dogs coming into the salon daily, and each student is able to groom several dogs a day because we actually put a cap on the amount of students that are able to take our course.
That's great. Now, you know, let me say something to the people listening, because I have found over the years being that part of PetGroomer.com is being a career center, and we do have, I think, one of the best career reports out there to answer most questions. But a lot of career seekers, and well, yes, there's probably plenty of groomers, confuse state licensing with accreditation. And I know that you've gotten your school accredited, and I know that is a lot of work. So why should a prospective student care about whether their school is accredited or not?
Well, accreditors, they establish standards, and then they ask the schools to show how it's meeting or exceeding those standards. And schools that are accredited, they undergo a rigorous accreditation process. And for me, our school, it took me over 3 years. It was long. It was tedious. But in the end, we're really glad we did it.
Yeah, and I'd like to emphasize that, as I said, it is definitely rigorous. It's very commendable that you go through that process. No other schools that have done the same, even in other trades, and it's quite an accomplishment to get there. So are you now offering financial aid?
Yeah, we do. We do, and we actually are probably one of the only couple schools that in the U.S. that actually offer financial aid to groomers. So, and we have two programs. One's a 300-hour, and the other's a 600-hour.
Do you want to tell us just, do you believe a student can learn grooming in 300 hours?
I do, with enough hands-on training, which at our school we do prioritize, and our students work one-on-one with their instructors. So they are able to groom several dogs a day because we have, you know, we keep our classes so small. And that actually accelerates their learning of the craft. We offer the 600-hour course. And in this course, we dive a lot deeper into the different groups, such as sporting, non-sporting, the terrier breeds, and the miscellaneous breeds.
Now, what about if people want to come from out of state? Is there some sort of assistance in finding a place to stay around the school?
I actually tell students that are looking for places to check Airbnb or VRBO out. It's a really great, you know, they can rent houses or apartments by the month.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Cool. Because, you know, it can really be worth it to the value of being able to get financial aid and then have that much hands-on training made available. It's a great idea. And, you know, that's one thing I've always said is that, you know, the odds are that you have the best grooming school near you in your state. It's pretty rare in America. I mean, we still have some states without schools, which is pretty amazing to me. So do consider, don't just go by state line. Wherever you're at, students, sometimes you just have to take that break. And when you say 300 hours, about how many weeks is that for your average student?
Well, if they go part-time, it's 6 months, and full-time, they can actually finish in 4 months.
Oh, so that's
and
good. So they can just go part-time. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Part-time would be 2 days, and full-time is 3 days.
Okay. So what do you tell someone looking for a grooming school to look for?
Well, I would definitely tell them to sit in on a class, you know, tour the campus, talk to the other students in the school and the teachers, see how much one-on-one time they actually get with their instructors, and how many dogs they're able to groom per day. Because, you know, hands-on is very important when you're learning grooming. You definitely can't learn grooming online. I've seen these online schools. I really, truly believe in having the dog in front of you, your tools in front of you, and the teacher right next to you.
Exactly. And that last part's very key. Certainly you're going to move along much, much better and get corrective assistance right there on the site. There is a great value to going on site. So let's look at the pet industry and all today. What trends do you see that are driving the growth of the pet industry today?
Oh, wow. Well, there are several. Right offhand, I can see one is humanization, which, you know, people are treating their pets as part of their family. You know, and this has had a trickling down effect with what they spend on their pets, such as organic foods, high-end products, and, you know, just bring them to the doggy spa regularly on a regular basis.
Yes. Do you believe that there's a lot of job security in the pet grooming industry?
Yeah, I actually do. You know, we have seen such a huge growth in this industry in the past 10 years. People are spending a lot more on their pets, and pet groomers can never be outsourced. You know, we're not going to be replaced by robots. You know, we're not going to be outsourced overseas, and pets will always need grooming, and a good groomer can actually take those skills and go anywhere with them.
Yeah, you know, we operate, 20 years? No, it's almost 21 coming up in a month. The Help Wanted ads here, and we've placed over 425,000 Help Wanted ads, and there's just as many today as there was before. If that doesn't show demand for groomers, and I leave the ads up to 6 months for people because they go, I still in my area can't get groomers. There are just, you know, and it was that way when my parents opened up in 1961, and it was still hard to find groomers. It's just been a chronic trait of this industry. So that to me, in that line of thought that we were going through, shows you there is job security in grooming if you're a skilled groomer. So career seekers, you can just take a look even at the ads and look at the demand that's there every day of the year. I guesstimate, just based on what we've seen with our ads, that there's 2,000 or 3,000 job openings across the USA any day of the year. So I think that's a big boost for job security, if you're in any kind of doubt. Michelle, where do you see the industry going, perhaps in the next 10 years?
Well, I see groomers being licensed, or at least I would hope that states would start looking into licensing the groomers.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we hear of accidents and things that are going on that seem to push that to where it gets close. But, you know, I'm finding, having watched this for decades, that social media is making it easier for the voice of the people to start demanding it. See, I think you're right, but if it's not vocational licensing, there's going to be some mandatory certification, testing of safety, something out there, because the social media push, you know, is just exposing it more and more. And we kind of track what we can find in the media of every newspaper every day across the USA. We evaluate that. And some of the people are, it's interesting now with social media, saying, hey, we've tried this 3 times before in our state. Let's go revive it. And there are 2 states on the East Coast that have come out in the last 30 days that said they are going to be reviving these efforts. So I agree with you. That's probably one of the biggest changes in the industry I would expect in the next 10 years, and probably well before that 10th year. Why do you think licensing a groomer is important?
Well, for one, safety of both the dog and the groomer, of course. And groomers need to be trained, you know, to properly hold the dog on the table. You know, they should know the different dog behaviors, the proper way to clip a dog's nails, which, you know, it's not done correctly, it can really hurt a dog, and the proper way to hold a clipper, and which areas to avoid with the clipper, you know, such as a tuck-up area. That actually happened with my dog with a groomer, you know, years and years ago. And lastly, just brief specific haircuts. You know, there are so many untrained groomers out there that just, they're cutting dogs. They come into my shop and I see them like, who cut your dog the last time? And it's just not the correct pattern. And these groomers need to be taught this.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I'm not the biggest favorite of licensing, but I'm mandatory some sort of certification of safety testing. I don't think a government agency or thing is going to be testing how well we're a groomer in the styling and all this that you know, that isn't about. But should they know the basics and should they know the safety? You know, in a way, I personally take offense that basically anyone in America can put out a shingle tomorrow and start selling grooming services after so many have worked so hard to become skilled groomers. It's sort of an affront to me that, and people do that. I mean, they put up a little ad on Craigslist or whatever, and suddenly they're a groomer, or the sandwich board is out on the sidewalk and they're a groomer, and they have had no safety training at all. It's pretty amazing that that's still possible to do today. Well, anything more you want to tell us about the school? What's the area like? You know, I'm not that well, but some of the people, what else can they do? Like if they were going to come from out of state there, what sort of recreational things in that go on in the school that they could enjoy while they're there?
Well, we're in Pompano Beach, so we're near the beach. You know, we're close to Fort Lauderdale, Miami. They can definitely, to research my school a little more, they can go to petsplayground.careers. And, you know, we're in South Florida. What more can we say?
Yeah, I would think there's got to be a lot to do there. Great weather, so even if you just want to get, hey, let's get away from the winter weather and go learn grooming and have a new career at the same time. Hey, that's even good. That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
So let's go over. It's petsplayground.careers, is that it? Did I get it right?
Yes.
the website address. And also, we're very thankful that Michelle is a sponsor of the school of the website. You can always come to petgroomer.com. If you forget that website address, just come, and all of our sponsors are listed on the homepage of petgroomer.com and many, many more pages. There's also a school directory. If you're a career seeker listening in on here, remember, right at petgroomer.com, not only will you find information about Pets Playground and other schools, but there is the career report there, which will answer a lot of questions for you, just from the basics and how do groomers get paid and just all the basics of anything that we've been asked over the last 20 years of what we thought, let's just put it all together, and we update that each year. So that's there available anytime. You can print it out even. There's a download now, and you can print out the career report, and it will have all the schools listed in it. It will have Michelle's school, Pets Playground School, right there for you. So, Michelle, anything more you want to say to the people as we sign off?
Just do your homework when you're researching schools. It's, you know, it's your career, and it's a big investment.
And it certainly is true that that researching, because, again, in a licensed industry like hairstyling for people, most of all agreed upon the standards of, and the education has to include this. You know, without that in the grooming industry, if you think one course at one school is going to be the same at another school, is that not true? That there's no rhyme or reason on that. It's up to the individual owner. And maybe you will go to a school that has very little hands-on, and then you'll go, like Michelle's school really wants to emphasize the hands-on. And there it is. So just remember, research the schools, as Michelle said. It can vary drastically because it's up to the professional ethics of each school what they think that a student should learn. There is no government standard that it has been set as to what be included. So always compare programs when you're choosing. Michelle, I want to thank you for being on today and wish you well. And we'll check in with you again sometime. How's that?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, too. Have a good weekend.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.